Deuteronomy 7:10. He will not be slack with one who hates him. He will repay him to his face. This is a different kind of slackness. It is spelled different than the word for slack in Proverbs 10:4. This word begins with a letter of intent, the sound you make before you make a sound, and ends with a letter which speaks of the head, meaning this kind of slackness is initially a heart issue, and our thinking just follows along without challenging our spirits, lazy indifference. The same word for slack in Deuteronomy 7:10 is also used in Isaiah 5:11. But Deuteronomy 7:10 is more about God, who does not delay recompense to those who hate him. It is the same sense of slackness spoken of in 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is not tardy, slow, or lethargic in his promises to recompense goodness for goodness, or judgment where judgment is necessary. Oddly, some count on God's good nature to hold back the tsunami of passive judgment which is to be visited upon people who refuse to repent, despite the long-suffering of the Lord. The same word is used of slack-jawed indifference spoken of in Isaiah 5:11. Woe to those who rise early in the morning, that they may run after strong drink, who are slack, late into the evening, as wine inflames them. Though they are both the same Hebrew word in Deuteronomy 7:10 and Isaiah 5:11, and it is still laziness, there is an attitude in the word which counts on God to allow them to suffer the repercussions of their actions, and they're counting on it. Either way, God is not lazy to keep his word. Every sin needs another sin to cover it up, and the Lord is not slack to do what he says. To count on the Lord being slack in his promises, I believe, at its core, is unbelief that the Lord will really do what he says. It is an encouragement for us to not grow fat and forget our Creator. He is not slack in his intentions towards us, and we are not to be slack in our intentions towards him. For those who count slackness somewhere in their heart, they believe it is okay to not be accountable for their actions until they're on their deathbed, because their life of rebellion is just too sweet. They don't come to the throne of grace too often. They see no problem with not being involved with other believers, and they are rarely seen waiting at wisdom's gates. In their heart is unbelief that God will really allow them to have the results of their actions. And when their house burns to the ground, they will cry, "Why would God do this to me?" It's not the active hand of God's judgment, but the passive judgment of sin. Sin really does have results, and God really will allow those results to be visited upon us if we absolutely insist on being slack, doing things our way. Simply put, if we insist on being slack, the Lord, at some point, will allow us to have what we want. A woman asked me once if I thought God would allow her to marry the wrong man. I hesitated because I felt my answer would hurt her feelings, nor would it be the answer she wanted to hear. I didn't want to answer. The Lord's answer was, "Yes, he will, but he'll be with you every step of the way, and will cause all your situations to work together for good, because you are numbered among them who love him."